Hi, everybody, and welcome back here to another little bite-sized political podcast. Apologies for the short delay there, just trying to get things sorted out. Want to talk to you about the ongoing destruction of our farming community, of agriculture here in the UK. So we want to chat to you about that one. First, thanks as always to you who've downloaded this. Thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk who sponsor this. Appreciate all of that. And agriculture, absolute backbone of this country, so essential, and yet it's being destroyed. And I wanted to play you an example of this destruction, because national governments are telling farmers, on the one hand, you got to diversify, but then local government is telling them no, in many cases, when farmers do try to diversify. And a good example of this is, of course, one of the most best known farmers we know, and that is Mr. Jeremy Clarkson and his farm shop and restaurant. Listen to this short clip.
I can't get planning permission. Maybe I should buy an apron and join the Masons. I don't know what you have to do, but I simply can't get planning permission for anything, which is infuriating. But it's not just me, as it turns out. I thought it was, but farmers up and down the country are saying the same thing. That's, as I'm sure you know, Tom, the basic farm payment scheme is being reduced dramatically. Mine's gone down from 80,000 to 60,000, goes down to 40,000 next year, and will eventually go to nothing at all. And the government has told farmers to diversify, to think of other ways of making money and not just to rely on taxpayer assistance. So I thought, okay, fine, I'll open a shop, I'll open a restaurant and sell my produce there. But local government, the local authority, just says, no, you can't do that. So they're being told to diversify on the one hand, and then told we can't diversify by local planners. Yeah, I can't.
There you go. Pretty clear what he's saying. And this is indeed a bind that many of our farmers find themselves in. They're being told, on the one hand, right, we're going to remove all subsidy, which in itself is probably quite a good thing. But then, rather than then make it as easy as possible for the farmers to, you know, set up a farm shop, set up a restaurant, set up whatever else they want to do. And some farmers have been successful in doing this, but not enough. Not enough. And then the other thing that slightly bothers me about this is, I mean, I also see a lot of farms now, or some farms have set up like big play adventure arrangements for children. And I know because I've taken my grandkids to them, right? So I see all of this happening. But then part of me goes, well, okay, so why does the government not want farmers to actually farm? Is that too radical? Well, I'll tell you why they don't. They don't because in pursuance of the insanity of net zero, they want to get carbon emissions down. And that means, yes, that means not as many farm animals, which means fewer emissions, which makes them happy then. So farming is being fundamentally, in my opinion at any rate, undermined. Absolutely undermined by national government and by local government. And national and local government can, you know, operate as a pincer movement, sort of like the teeth of the saw, cutting into farmers. And, where does this end? I mean, do they want to basically stop all farmers from farming? If that's the case, where's your food coming from? Oh, but you don't need to get meat. It's awful. Don't worry. We can grow nice stuff in the lab. So much more efficient and carbon neutral. So I'm not sure. Do they want to starve us? I wouldn't put it past them. So there's different motivations, but regardless of what the motivation of them is, I think it's indisputable that our farming community is put in a very, very difficult and serious position. And we've seen this in places like the Netherlands as well. It's not just the UK. But here in the UK, you've got this combo of the government at Westminster and then the local council, the local government, basically working together to corral the farmers into something that looks a bit like bankruptcy. And that's very, very sad. There's a farm I know not too far away from me. I pass it regularly. And they went bust. And it's so sad to see. The land hasn't been sold. I don't know what's actually happened. There's a big traditional farmhouse. It's falling into ruin. Everything looks run down. And is that going to be the future? Is that a metaphor for what the future of farming is going to be across the entire UK, I wonder? Because I happen to believe We should support our farmers. I don't believe we should be subsidizing them at all. I oppose subsidy. That leads to inefficiency. But we should support them in every other which way we can do, by giving them planning permission, by giving them encouragement, by giving them support, by fast-tracking planning permissions. All that kind of stuff is what we need to do. And as well as that, you know, I do think that, and we're going to talk about this in a future live show that I do, but I am very worried about the state of soil, the soil in across the UK. I believe it's been systematically degraded from the end of World War II to the point where there's virtually little, if any, nutrient in it. And if the soil doesn't have nutrient in it, then, you know, the farmers who graze their animals, their cows and such like on those on that land, what nutrients are those animals getting from it? And then in due course, what nutrients are we getting from those animals? So this is all linked. Or the agriculture is absolutely essential to humanity. It really, really is. And I do passionately believe in supporting farmers. I, as you know, a couple of years ago, actually during COVID, I was asked to speak at an event with farmers up in the northwest of London, of Northern Ireland. And I felt, my heart went out to them, because, you know, they're being beaten about the head by the Green Lobby, the WACO Brigade, and the Northern Ireland, by the way, we've got an Eco WACO in charge of, agriculture, because that's how it works. And you sort of think, these people are in a very difficult situation. So I do support farmers. I do want to see our agricultural system revived and improved. And that's certainly not something that the government's doing as we speak.